I don't know if you know how much things cost. How good are you at finding out how much something costs? So I thought I'd go back a long time ago to a game called The Price is Right. And for those who are my age-ish and older, you might remember this. We've just got three products that I want you to try and work out which price is the correct price. Here we go. Here is a Harrods Easter egg. Okay, it's a Nehu's Big Egg 28-piece chocolate box. It could be £75, it could be £40, or it could be £20. Where's it going to land? Okay. Tell someone next to you. And the answer is no googling it, anybody. The answer is £40. And the next one is the Samsung Galaxy S10. Plus G970, 8 gigabytes of RAM, 128 gigabytes of ROM, dual SIM, and this is in prism black. Tell someone next to you. And the answer is 650. Wow. And the final one. These are Jimmy Choo, just to inflate the price slightly. Jimmy Choo silver coarse glitter fabric and metal Nappa leather trainers. No idea. Tell someone next to you. And the answer is £550. I know. Just leave that one. So, now you've got your head in what it costs for something. I was thinking back to a talk Chris did a few weeks ago about what does it cost to get rid of all of this? What does it cost for Jesus? Okay? The only way of getting rid of all of this is it costs Jesus. So they're just funny retail things, but actually the cost of everything, the cost of life in its fullness and eternal life, the cost is Jesus. And he paid for it. He paid for everything. If anyone does sin, we have a helper in the presence of Father, Jesus Christ, the one who does what is right. He died in our place to take away our sins. And not only our sins, but the sins of all people. So Jesus took these things. For our sake, he made him to be sin, who knew no sin, so that we in him might become the righteousness of God. So Jesus took these things, our pride, for we were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body. Apparently it's strong enough. Another thing Chris mentioned. This is it. The thing is, he's paid for this. He's paid for this. All these things that we put in, all these labels that we place, he's bought them at a price of death and resurrection. He's won. He's won the victory. The thing is, we keep wanting them back. We keep coming back and saying, actually, I'll just carry on with that, or I'll just keep doing that. But he's going, but it's my stuff. I paid a price for it. I bought it. I paid everything for it. But we keep going, but I want it back. Give me back my stuff, Jesus is saying. This is the things that he died for. So we can step into all of his glory, all of those things, and we can step ever closer to being like Jesus. It's incredible that he paid the ultimate price, and we celebrate it today, because it's all about Jesus. It's not about us and our sin and our stuff. It's about Jesus, and he bought it. He paid for everything. And so as we celebrate today, that's what we have. We have a hope. We have this hope, this living hope that we can celebrate. So blessed be God and Father, our Lord Jesus Christ. According to his great mercy, he caused us to be born again into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. So let's sing that together. Let's sing the song, Living Hope.
Well, for those who don't know, I had ME for 23 years. I can say had because God has healed me. praise him. The very brief version is it was very mild for a long time. If you don't know about ME, look it up because it is massive. Too much to go into, but it drains away life. And the last few years, it got worse and worse until 15, 16 months ago, I was flat out, couldn't do anything for 6 weeks. And just before that, God had reminded me 3 times over that he'd promised to heal me. So 3 days in a row, he said, I will heal you. Then I was very, very ill. He raised me a little bit. So last year was a process of walking with him, listening, learning to listen a lot better than I had before, trusting him and obeying him. So when he said we could go on a family trip somewhere, I said, okay, we're going, even though I was housebound practically all year. So about 3 or 4 things God said, do that, and it happened, as he said. But then, and he said, he talked about new keys. That was another thing, that I would have new keys. So I knew he was going to give me new things to do. But then in October, it hit again, and I was severely ill. Can't describe it really. But for 4 months, I couldn't do anything except get to the bathroom. That puts it in a nutshell. And couldn't cope with noise. I wore earplugs all the time. Everything goes haywire. I can't eat properly, sleep, anything. By January, he was saying, right, this is it. It's time. and I was terrified. But he was saying, keep trusting me. And this, I think this is where it became just Jesus and me every day. So I could see him, not with my eyes, but in my mind, I could see him with me all the time. And he was speaking to me all the time and telling me what to do. So when he started saying, get up and go downstairs, go out in the snow, I could do it because he taught me to trust him and because he made me do it as well. There were times when I couldn't push myself to do it, but he would do it for me. The Spirit would come. So it's like, have you seen the film The Wrong Trousers? Wallace and Gromit. there were times when it was like I was wearing those trousers and they would start walking and going down the stairs. There came a point where he said, right, we're going up a mountain. We had a song just then. I didn't know that one. And it had a mountain in it. But Jesus led me up that mountain. It was a mountain of prayer, trust, and belief in his word. He was speaking to me all the time. We got to the top of the mountain. I couldn't climb the last bit, but Jesus pushed me up. And I sat on the top. This was at the end of January. Yeah. I sat on the top for 3 days saying, what next? And he said, you've got to leap off. You're not climbing back down. You're leaping off. And I didn't know what the leap was for a few days. And then he said, right, it's time to start life. Go down, start doing things. And at the same time, he told me to stop taking painkillers. For 5 days, it was horrendous, but I was starting to do what he said. And then he said, right, this is it, the healing's starting. And I took out my earplugs. He told me to on a very windy day, very noisy day, but that was it. I had to go with him. And then over 6 weeks, it was step by step by step with him. He just kept saying, hold on to me, walk with me. And although at first I couldn't see where I was going, it was like, you know, Indiana Jones. I think it's the very first film where there's a walk of, or step of faith. He's looking over a great chasm and there's just a massive drop and he has to take a step and he can't see, but he puts his foot out anyway and then realizes there's a rock bridge and he can throw sand on it to see it. It was like that, but I couldn't throw sand on it to see it. I was just holding Jesus' hand and keeping walking. Very long story, but he started showing me new things. He showed me my life as a pile of rubble, and he rebuilt the house in 3 days to show me a bit about the future, what he's going to do. I think I'd better stop, hadn't I?
Wow.
We had a bit, two songs where it sang about Jesus being the victor. There was one point where I was really struggling with anxiety. That's the thing which really takes hold. If you have ME, that kind of thing can really take hold and make it worse. And at one point he said he took me up on a rock above my enemies, which was anxiety, disease, everything that threatened me. And he held my hand up, you know, you hold up a boxer's hand when they win the fight. So he was holding my arm up like that to say, he's the victor and I'm the victor in him. So, there we go. So, yeah. Wow.
Thank you. That was a really short, tiny bit of your story, wasn't it? So please talk to Lisa and hopefully we can find a longer slot for you to share a little bit more of that story. We'd love to hear it. Thank you for sharing. Like you say, it's all about Jesus, isn't it? To finish this time, I want to encourage us to step into something new. So it's great to get rid of this, but actually, what are we stepping into? What has Jesus won the victory for? So can I invite you to stand up? We're just going to step on the spot to some scriptures. So, as we step it. So I'll read the first long one, and then there's some shorter ones. Now you'll have to keep doing this like you've been dancing all morning, because you can't quite see the words. But it's quite good seeing everyone swaying as we worship, because you can't quite see the words. Here we go. But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So we're going to step it. So can I encourage you just to walk on the spot? Here we go. Oh, ready? I belong. I am part of chosen people. I am royalty, part of a royal priesthood and a holy nation. I am God's special possession. I declare the praises of Him who called me out of darkness into His wonderful light. I belong to the people of God. I have received mercy. Therefore, since we are surrounded by a great cloud of so we walk it in a church building, and I want to encourage us to walk it beyond. So this is just Easter Sunday. It's a moment of celebration. It's a moment where we say thank you, Jesus, for this. But we are choosing to step into that. Just like Lisa's testimony stepped into it. Just like Jesus said, go and do it. So may I encourage you to go and walk in this. We're going to finish this part of our service with our song, And Can It Be? And then I'd just like James, when we finish the service, if you come and just share a little bit about Wow Science, I'd love that. So, let's sing And Can It Be?